You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
Here we go.
Y'all.
Ooh, yummy.
I'm sorry.
Yummy.
That was not a good way to start the day, but I'm feeling better. Man, this thing is hanging around that I'm fighting, and it's just not going away completely.
I know. That's why I had Jody bring those Lysol wipes up in here when she came to do the podcast yesterday.
Oh, yeah, because you sit on my side.
Mm-hmm.
You do your podcast, TJ?
Yeah. And so she said, just leave those up here. Y'all need them. I don't know what that means exactly.
I just noticed they're sitting on the table. I had not noticed them until you just brought it up.
It looks like an industrial size tube of those Lysol wipes. Just leave that up here because y'all need it.
Yeah, what exactly is she trying to say about us?
I don't know whether she says we're all sick or the place is dirty or what, yeah. Both. I don't know.
We're Lexus dirty. Is out sick today.
Falling apart.
Yeah.
Rob, how's your back? Are you going to make it through the show today?
I'm doing all right.
Okay.
You need me to wipe your back with a Lysol?
Moist towelette? I think I'm good.
Okay.
I just figured while we're going through all the illnesses, let's cover them all.
Jeez.
All in all, Rob, are you fully, you're not fully recovered regarding your sciatica and your back and all that?
No, but I can, you know, grocery shop now. I can go in a store without, you know, doubling over in pain.
This sounds like an ad for the Hurricane.
Rob, did they ever ask you, and I only asked this because on Below Deck last night, Captain Lee gets around with almost like a cane / crutch. It's a cane that straps to his wrist, all because of he had issues with sciatica, which is kind of part of what you had going on. Did they ever want you to walk around with you came in here with a cane one day, didn't you?
Yeah, it was just too difficult to get used to walking with for me. Okay. I don't know. I just couldn't get it down. It didn't help.
I forgot that the day that Rob had a cane. I forgot about that.
There was a day he had a cane.
I was giving it a test run, and it was unsuccessful.
Do you still do stretching at home and everything?
Yes.
Okay. It sounded like it was a special prototype. I gave it a test run. It just wasn't.
It's the Tesla of canes.
It's one of those things, though, you feel terrible about. Yet, you still make jokes about it.
It's so weird. Because he's so vibrant and, you know.
Yeah.
He's young.
Ish. Yeah.
Young, yeah. Sure, well, in your 30s. That's pretty young to have a cane.
Yeah,
that's true.
Good point. 36 is a little younger.
Maybe a little early for a cane. But, you know, it's shocking.
I don't know, though. I agreed with you, but then I thought, wait, would Rob be considered, would you consider yourself vibrant, Rob?
That is not a way I would have described myself, but I appreciate the description.
But he's so much your personality and your wonder for things. You get excited over 50 cent corn dogs or whatever.
Yeah. You're gregarious, I think, is a good word. Outgoing kind of a person sometimes.
Yeah. Groovy.
You're groovy.
You're real groovy, Rob.
You're a groovy kind of cat. Bio. You're a groovy cat.
Oh, the cane.
I'd forgotten all about the cane. Yeah, it lasted a day, and he never came back with the cane. Did we make so much fun of you on the cane that you decided not to wear
it? No, I just couldn't get it to operate properly for me.
Yeah, and I was already calling him Citizen. Citizen Kane.
Holy cow.
Bless.
It's been quite an adventure. Glad to see you're up and around.
Yeah. Kanye.
You and me, bro. Kanye.
Now trending on the Ace and TJ Show.
So Japan is trending. They are going to the championship, the World Baseball Classic. Fun game last night. Japan-Mexico ends with a big home run at the bottom of the ninth inning. Shohei Ohtani just crushes one.
So now
off the wall, really.
Japan and the United States for the World Baseball Classic Championship tonight in Miami.
Yeah. So the crowd was going nuts. And the Japanese call for the final play was nuts. I'm not going to try to recreate it. I don't want to be canceled, but I think you know what I'm saying. but they were all real excited about it. So Japan is the top trending topic. followed by Barron Trump. I guess it's his birthday today. That's Donald Trump's son, who was just, they were showing recent pictures of him.
Yeah, he's 8 feet tall.
He's got to be 8 feet tall. Yeah. The biggest person I have ever seen. I think he's 17.
But that's wild,
today.
Though. Yeah. Neither one of his parents are super tall. Where does he?
I think Trump his mom is pretty tall, and Trump's about 6'3", I think. Isn't he?
Trump is 6'3". Okay, 6'4".
I didn't realize Trump was that tall.
Everybody always says, like, when you meet him, he's much larger. Kind of like who was the other guy that was on news talk? Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, he's really tall.
They said he's like a huge person, but they said the same thing about Trump.
Anyway. I didn't realize Trump was that tall. To be honest with
you, he's a big guy. So Barron Trump is trending. It's kind of a crazy story. Jimmy Garoppolo, who is a former quarterback for the 49ers, is now playing in Las Vegas. And a brothel has offered him free piano playing for life as sort of a way to welcome him to the city. I just love.
Did anybody see?
And then you say, well, that guy's so good looking and he's a million. Why would he need to go there? Well, let's not forget that he took a porn star as his date to one of those stupid ESPN awards shows, right?
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah, TMZ was all over getting pictures of him at dinner and stuff, and she was something.
So
yeah.
He must have a hunger for that. Well, maybe. That sort of woman.
Maybe.
Did anybody see Jimmy Garoppolo walking in for his introductory press conference with the Las Vegas Raiders last week? I think it might have actually been Thursday or Friday afternoon. He walks in, he's wearing all black, no tie, like shirt open, black suit. And it's one of those things, he walks in the room, and I actually turned to my wife, Amanda, I was like, check that guy out. She goes, he really does look good. I said, he looks unbelievable. He looks unbelievably smooth when he walks in the room.
Yeah, he's ugly.
Yeah, he's great.
So the two ladies from the Chicken Ranch brothel, I'd never heard of this one. Caitlin Bell and Alice Little are really excited about the quote unquote heartthrob that's set to appear in their city. The Chicken Ranch brothel.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of that one. It's called the Chicken Ranch.
The famous one is called the Bunny Ranch.
Bunny Ranch. Okay. Yeah. So good for him. I'm sure he'll take advantage of that. Just kidding. I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's the type of guy that would take a pornography star to an award show on TV and everything. That was his date.
I heard she's got a great personality.
I'm just saying he's not, he's not really so picky about, the chaste of the women that he's dating.
That's true. That's true. And then today's something close for the guys from Louisiana. Today's National French Bread Day.
Ooh.
So nothing wrong with that. Enjoyed by millions across the United States. The French bread, delicious, wonderful, also known as the baguette, as they say.
Yeah.
So enjoy it however you will. I'm trying to watch my carbs, as you can tell, so I won't be partaking. But for all those who do enjoy, those are a few things that are now trending.
Now, normally at this time on a Tuesday, we'd be setting up for something we call group therapy, where you, members of the radio family, send us questions that you have about your life. And the rest of the radio family, along with the members of the Ace and TJ show, share our thoughts and what we think you should do. But sometimes things come along that just are too good to pass up and have to happen in the moment. Such is the case today. Because yesterday we did a piece of radio vintage called And I Cried Men Only. And during that, TJ said we should do And I Cried Redneck Edition. And we threw that up on our social media last night. And you have not disappointed. Strap in. It's about to get good next.
Now you can hear and see the show anytime. Just click acetj.com or acetj.tv. How you want, when you want. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
And I Cried, the Redneck Edition, coming up in just a couple of seconds. Wanted to share something with you first, but don't trust me. And I Cried, the Redneck Edition, is going to give you something to talk about the rest of the day. But The Bachelor was on last night, and there's a particular bachelorette named Katie, K-A-I-T-Y, and she has an interesting way of saying the word sorry. She's from California, and Zach had just told her that he had hooked up with one of the other bachelorettes. And she told him that was information she didn't want to hear, but he kept trying to talk it out. Got her to come around. She decided to stay. She got a rose. She's moved on to the final two, just to kind of give the context. But here she is talking about him sharing that information with her.
Well, I'm crushed. The first thing I basically hear come out of his mouth, he's like, I set boundaries and parameters about coming into this and not being sexual with other girls. So but hey, I want to let you know I was. But he says sorry. Like, why are you sorry? You're not sorry you did it. Like, what are you sorry for? You're sorry the way I'm feeling? Well, you know I would feel this way. You know I wouldn't be like, hey, give me a high five, pal. Like, I'm really not okay right now.
I'm sorry.
She's sorry.
Is she Canadian?
She's from California.
Huh. Sounds Canadian.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy. Sorry. She said sorry, buddy.
A high five? I think I give you a high five.
And she said it five times.
Mm. Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. You, like, you think I'm just going to be okay with it?
I'm like, sorry. And you think that's okay? I'm like, sorry.
You're a loser.
So yesterday on the Ace and TJ show, we did And I Cried, Men Only. And it was great. But during the process of talking about And I Cried, and these are things that you can look back on and realize you cried for a ridiculous reason. Like, we were talking about the fact that what started it was the other day I was sharing with everybody this clip from the wrestling in the 90s that always makes me tear up because it reminds me of my dad. It's funny. I get it. And I forgot what the other guy that messages. A guy messaged and said he was never allowed to go see Monster Trucks as a kid. So the first time he went to the Monster Truck show and saw Gravedigger, he cried.
He saw Gravedigger fly through the air.
That's right. He saw Gravedigger fly through the air and he cried. And TJ pointed out those are, you know, two very redneck things, so stereotypically, to be crying over. Whether you have good reason or not, you just say, generically speaking, you cried over the wrestling or you cried over Monster Trucks. It sounds a little redneck. Thus, an idea was born. Today, male or female, makes no difference. And I cried, the redneck edition. So, something happened, has happened in your life that you've cried about, and you can look back and think, oh, there's a really redneck reason to be crying. Case in point. I'll leave this person's name out because we were DM'd this information, so it doesn't say keep me anonymous, but I'll leave it out anyway. When me and my sister were little, my dad tried to learn to play the mandolin. He made us cry when he yelled at us because we couldn't quickly memorize and accurately sing the lyrics to Big Rock Candy Mountain when he learned to play the notes.
That's pretty good.
Big Rock Candy Mountain.
I'm dying to know how old they were when he was yelling at them because they couldn't accurately learn the lyrics to Big Rock Candy Mountain because he could play it on the mandolin.
Between 6 and 10. Gotta be.
And he's yelling at them.
Come on.
I can play it. Why can't you learn the words?
It's not that hard.
Is there anyone else on the show that believes they have anything that could fit into this category? I know, Riggins, you cry at the movie The Champ, but that's not necessarily not considered, wouldn't be considered redneck.
When I was a little boy, I remember crying because I was afraid when... in the car at night was my mom, her best friend Nancy, and my brother and Nancy's son, and I were in the car coming home from something, and Jonesboro, Louisiana, the rescue squad passed us, sirens ablazing, heading past where we were going in that direction. And they follow. Oh, let's follow it. See where it's going. So we follow the rescue squad to a terrible, terrible car wreck. Oh. And they're having to get all of the, it was like the jaws of life were new and that kind of stuff. And I remember being so scared, being stuck right there on the highway because they wanted to follow the rescue squad to see what was going on. And I remember the noise of that, pulling that car apart to get the guy out of it and hearing him scream, oh, like that. That was about 6 or 7.
But the simple fact that
they followed the rescue squad, or it's a special ambulance that was in the town at the time, because they wanted, they were so nosy, they wanted to see what was going on. Maybe somebody had been shot or something.
Simply the act of following the rescue squad mm-hmm. turned it into being rather redneck.
Yeah, something redneck made me cry.
did you turn and everything?
No, it passed. It was a two-lane road, and we were going, say, we were going north on the two-lane highway. It passed us going the same direction. And then Nancy just gunned it. Let's fire, boom, and jump right in there behind. They were, you know, it's a what you call it, an emergency vehicle. Yeah. So they're going fast.
Yeah. Let's go see. We jump right in behind them.
Good Lord,
where do you think they're going?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So at the Ace TJ show,
yeah, that Chrysler New Yorker cranked up, man.
Male or female makes no difference. And I cried, the redneck edition. Something that made you cry. And you can look back now and realize, well, that was pretty redneck. At the Ace TJ show, we'll get to him next.
Hear the Ace and TJ show anytime at acetj.com. And now you can see the Ace and TJ show, acetj.tv. How you want, when you want. This is the Ace and TJ show.
Oh, if you're not watching on YouTube, what's going on, man? Ace TJ TV on YouTube. That's our YouTube channel. You can see the show live every day or not live. It's up to you. Watch it when you want. So Ace TJ TV, you get the Ace and TJ show every day, the Share Funny podcast. You also get all of our extras like TJ's Fin for Yourself cooking show, TJ and Jody's House, Ace at Large, The Meaningful Meeting. All of our different podcasts are all up there. So it's all part of our YouTube channel, Ace TJ TV. Like and subscribe. So the redneck edition of And I Cried. Something made you cry. Looking back on it, you believe it to be redneck. Now, some of these I don't think are redneck. For example, like when somebody, several people have said, I cried when Dale Earnhardt died. Well, that was just a sad moment. Yeah. That's not, you know, that's just something that's sad. Now, some of these are questionable. For example, Karen said, I cried when Charlie Daniels died. Because I knew I'd never get to see him at Talladega. Now, the end of that kind of kicks it into, right?
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. Normally, I don't think crying over the death of someone is redneck. Yeah. But when you kick Talladega in there at the end. Yeah,
because.
Guy ain't gonna see him at Dega, man.
I've seen him everywhere else.
All right, here's another one. Devin says, I cried when the Braves won the World Series at work. Yep, cried.
That doesn't count.
I don't think that counts either. I would agree.
No, that's not redneck.
I cried, Melinda said, and I cried redneck edition. I cried the first time I had the salt and vinegar pork rinds from the flea market. They were so good.
That counts.
Yeah, for sure.
That could actually be on the top of the list.
Yeah. Just weeping at the flea market is not a good look.
Y'all gotta try these.
Yeah, I think even if you separated the two, I cried because the salt and pepper or salt and vinegar pork rinds were so good. That counts. Or I cried at the flea market for any reason. That counts.
But the combo, definitely. Okay. Let's see. Stacy says, I was / am a huge, all caps, Jimmy Johnson fan. I attended my first NASCAR race in Richmond many years ago. He won, and I cried.
Yeah, that's redneck.
You did it, Jimmy.
Yeah, crying because your favorite driver wins the race is...
I don't know. I don't treat that any differently than if your team wins the World Series or Super Bowl.
You're right. You're right.
Okay.
You know?
You're right.
It's still a sporting event.
It's a sporting thing, and you're excited about it.
Let's try this one then. Christy says, and I cried, redneck edition. When Bobby Labonte was still racing, I waited in line for hours at Interstate Batteries to meet him. When it was my turn, I burst into tears. He touched my hand and said, honey, it's okay. I cried even harder.
Yeah, that counts. That does count, yeah.
If you waited in line at an Interstate Batteries, waiting to meet people, that's pretty redneck.
Oh, you just think the act of being there waiting in line at Interstate Batteries to meet Bobby Labonte is redneck?
I think so.
Yeah. I can't wait to see Bobby.
I wouldn't count that until she had the freak out moment of crying.
It's like, baby, it's okay.
It's all right. Hey, Yeah, settle down now.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Come on,
honey. It's okay. I cried even harder.
He said it was okay, but I knew it wasn't going to be.
And I don't think that's stupid, but it is redneck. You know what I'm saying? It's not a bad thing that you did it.
So it's not stupid.
But it is redneck.
But it is redneck.
Yeah, okay. Not everything redneck is stupid. I mean, yeah,
exactly. You know.
Let's
put that is redneck.
Make no mistake about it. Yeah. It is redneck. Okay. So if you had to put one at the top of the list so far, we have more, but if it's so far you had to put one at the top of the list because these have been pretty good.
Yeah.
What would you rank as the most redneck so far?
The pork rinds at the flea market.
Yeah, the pork rinds. But
more so than the two kids that their dad made them cry because he was learning the mandolin or they couldn't learn the words to Big Rock Candy Mountain.
Yeah. Yeah, I think pork rinds at a flea market is the top of that.
Is the most redneck of all of them.
But I had a friend growing up when we were in high school. His grandfather died.
Oh.
And I was sitting with him at the funeral home. And he sat there and he started crying. And he said, he only killed one deer his whole life. So that was the saddest part, is that
he only didn't live that
long
one
enough
deer.
To kill yeah. more deer because he didn't start hunting. As, you know, he wasn't good at hunting. But
yeah, that's pretty sad, too.
He only killed one deer his whole life.
Man.
Poor fella.
Ricketts, you're going to be laughing all day about salt and vinegar chips at the flea market.
I know, I was just tickled by all these. They're just so funny. I can picture the dad yelling at his kids. Yes. They're just crying. Oh my God.
And he's got his little, I picture so him like sitting on the hearth with his little mandolin. Like,
yeah.
Learn the words, kid. It's just too good to be true. Oh.
Get more Ace and TJ than ever before.
Wait a minute.
At acetj.com or acetj.tv, you can hear and see the Ace and TJ show anytime you want. More Ace and TJ is coming up.
So Riggins just shared an interesting piece of information with me a moment ago. That we had I didn't even realize this poll was up yesterday. I don't know how I missed this on our Instagram yesterday about my haircut since I buzzed all my hair off on Friday. I had my wife buzz my hair off on Friday. Our Instagram is at the Ace TJ show if you want to check it out. But the majority of people said it's that my haircut is okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
Not bad. Not great.
But you believe more people think it's terrible, but just don't want to hurt my feelings.
Maybe.
No, that's what you said.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I voted that it was great.
Did you?
Yes.
You love it?
I think it's great.
For what, Rob?
Your hair. I mean, it's good. It looks good.
I feel like, though, you have something else coming. Like, nope. I think it's great for comedic purposes or something like that. That's like, that's right. Kind of what I thought was coming.
I sincerely think it looks good.
Okay. You can't possibly believe that.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I just can't believe that anybody can look at it and go, that looks great.
Just kidding, it sucks.
Yeah, that's a good look for you.
Well, your wife voted that she loves it.
Yeah, and I think she's just trying to make me feel better about it because I don't think that's an honest answer. I just can't imagine anybody could look at it and go, that's a really good look for you.
Yeah, different strokes, you know?
Yeah, well, so you can vote. Is it still up on our, at the Ace TJ show on our Instagram poll?
Yep.
But I'm still kind of hung up on what you said yesterday in a serious, disgusted kind of way of I didn't want to do it because I don't want to look like every other doofus in his 50s with a shaved head and beard.
And I misspoke on that. That was on me. You're right. You're totally right. I misspoke. It was two thoughts that got put together. One, I think it makes me look like a doofus. Two, I don't want to look like everybody else. Because it's kind of the look that you have to go to when you get to a certain age. And right. I think that frustrates me that I feel like I have to go to that look. You know what I mean? So the word doofus was misplaced there. That was more of a, what do you call it? Self-critique than anything else.
Get a wig. Get a Party Please. City. Get your old hairstyle back.
You know.
Go get your 90s hairstyle back that you had with the long... to wear it like a badge.
Yeah, man. That was somebody else hit me up about that yesterday. I was like, hey, that was on me. I misspoke. I had two ideas put together into one sentence that was incorrect. So
I don't care. It didn't bother me.
I feel like if your concern is that you don't want to look like anybody else, you should never have that actual concern because you're pretty unique.
Listen, Rob, being all sweet.
Why are you laughing, Ricky?
I don't know.
You don't even know why you're laughing.
I don't know. I'm just going to wait.
You thought I had something else to add to it? I don't. I don't know why everybody thinks I'm just going to be mean about it.
I'm not lying to you. Rob, I totally thought there was something else coming after that. No. Like, both of your last two statements, I was just waiting on the next line to come.
He's just being sweet. Mm-hmm. But then again, you know, Wolfman is a unique look.
Well, sure.
I don't. Maybe he didn't really mean it to be nice.
Yeah. That's a valid point.
You can't trust him.
Unique could go any number of ways.
Yeah, it's like when your grandma compliments your outfit. That's, you know, that's unique. And you're like, oh, that doesn't sound like a compliment.
That's one of a kind.
Yeah, wow. That's what an interesting haircut.
I don't think anybody else would wear that.
Mm. Yeah.
It looks like you. Right. So you. Ooh.
But it's just hair. It grows back. You'll be fine.
Sure. Thank you, Riggins.
Sure.
That sounds like something you say to your kid after you watched your kid get a bad haircut. Like, it'll grow back. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Yeah, it's just hair.
Like after they cut their own, when they cut their own bangs or something, you're like, it's gonna be fine. Mm. It's hair. It grows back. You're only gonna look like a doofus for a little while.
Yeah, you'll get them next year.
Exactly. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Well, I have an update to a story I shared yesterday, plus great news for Tech D Rob coming up in Now Trending.
From the Calitrend Studios, this is the Ace and TJ Show. Find out more about Calitrend at acetj.com/weightloss.